Hello everyone, I'm Magnus, I'm the Chief Marketing Officer here at Tetra Consulting. Welcome to yet another one of our Fireside Chats. It's the podcast that we put out across all the usual podcast channels and also on YouTube every month, where we talk to various industry experts and luminaries and people who are involved in property, really trying to get insights that and from practical experience that we can share with you and be as useful as we can. So today I'm delighted to be joined by Sam Walton from Moda. So Sam, introduce yourself please and tell us a little bit about Moda.
Thank you for having me. I'm Sam Walton. I'm the Group Head of FM and Health and Safety for Moda. We are a build-to-rent developer and operator in the UK. We have over 4,000 operational homes and 13 developments.
Okay, thank you. Build-to-rent, assume I have no knowledge. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Sure. The idea for Moda is to build and operate amazing spaces for our residents, whereby they feel part of the community and they feel like they don't want to go and live anywhere else. They're quite at home, settled with us. We provide amazing spaces and top class customer service.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the word neighbourhood in earlier conversation. I quite like that. That sounds like a very good description of what you provide.
Absolutely. It's an ecosystem of you know, people who come and enjoy our spaces and they live with us. They're part of our community. They have, you know, amazing customer service. They can come and live with us for a short period, a longer period. And the idea being that they are home from home and they have a place that they call home. And they enjoy everything that we offer. We provide wellness schemes. We provide lots of amenity spaces, events, and hopefully, you know, based on some of our reviews, the majority of our customers, if not all of them, have a fantastic living experience with us.
That sounds great. And I know that Moda is growing quickly, as is demand for build to rent. So how do you, what's driving your success and how do you define what success is?
I think it's listening to the customer. We spend a lot of time listening to what our residents have to say. And we're very good at responding to a you said, we did type survey. And we engage with our residents on a regular basis. We engage with our teams to understand from each area of the business what's working and what's not. And we work really hard to make sure that we make small improvements to just keep our spaces that we develop, that we operate, you know, the best they can be. The competition is fierce at the minute. You know, there's lots of build-to-rent buildings going up, lots of operators out there. And the reason we are so successful in what we do is I think we genuinely care and we genuinely listen to what our customers want and we work hard to keep improving and doing the best we can project by project.
That's great, thank you. And if you think about the phases, you've got planning, construction and post-occupancy, what are kind of the risks and challenges that you face and how are you tackling them? What are the big things that you kind of have to deal with?
I think everything is or can be a challenge for us. I think we ensure that we resource right from concept to make sure that through the process, whether it's design, whether it's the development and construction, right through to operating the building, we have really good relationships with third-party specialists, with our internal teams who come with great experiences. And together we work really, really well, really, really well structured to ensure that we work collaboratively to ensure that we've all got the end goal in mind. We've got the customer at the heart of everything we do. And actually the challenges we face, they're just small hurdles and actually we work together to get over them. Some of those challenges are things like the Building Safety Regulator and some of the processes that are becoming more and more challenging at the minute. But I think most people in the industry recognise that they are challenging and things are changing and things will progressively get better and we will all get better at that process of managing a way through it. It is having an effect on how we procure and how we get delivery of some of our projects and it does in part slow down that process. But actually, what you know from what we've experienced, by all working together and working with people like Tetra in the industry who are, you know, experts at what they do and can give us really good sound advice, you know, we're enabled to get our buildings ready for occupation and that's safe, and that homes that we create for people are safe and people enjoy living in them.
Mm. Building safety regulations continue to evolve. How does MODA keep up?
I think, as I said before, it's keeping your ear close to the ground and making sure that you lean on your service partners who are experts in the industry, like Tetra, who can provide real sound advice. You know, we spend a lot of time listening to industry experts, be that webinars, training sessions, and digesting information and speaking with industry experts to get kind of ahead of what's to come and try and get an understanding of some of the risks that might come with that. And I think by doing that, you're always going to put yourself in a good position to be able to adapt to those challenges.
Mm. I think it says a lot about the kind of DNA of your business, that your commitment to training. You know, I know you turn up to our training, you turn up to our webinars. I think that's so important and probably more rare than I'd like to see in this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important to engage not only with our residents, but with our teams as well, mm-hmm. to ensure that, you know, they understand building safety. You know, they get really well put together training that is delivered, not just sort of off the shelf training, but actual training that that the business works closely with the provider to make sure it meets the expectations of that particular business. So we work really closely with your team at Tetra, mm-hmm. to make sure that training is bespoke. It absolutely understands the business and how the training is applied in that business. And that way we get really good full engagement, great feedback, and people want to come back time and time again and keep learning. And by doing so, we're making sure that culture of safety is really at the heart of what we do. And then hopefully then that just bleeds out into our communities and our residents actually feel safe in their homes.
I think that's thank you. I think that's a really interesting expression, that culture of safety. And I think it relates, I suppose, to my next question, which is about risk management. And what does good risk management look like to you and for MODA? And maybe there's a specific challenge or something you could talk about to illustrate that.
I think it goes back to engagement. I think, you know, we talk a lot in the industry about safety culture and resident engagement. And whilst they're buzzwords in the industry, it's really getting underneath that to understand what that actually means and how that is delivered and what the success factors are of delivering that. And I think when you walk into a building, certainly a building that is designed, constructed and operated by MODA, I think you feel that from the moment you walk in, because the teams that we employ go through rigorous training. They go through a process of induction, training delivered by people such as Tetra, so they get a real good understanding of what safety is in the built environment. They have a full understanding of the impact that their work has on the residents that live there. And right from conception, that building and the building safety and the safety of our residents is thought through. And I think you really feel that when you walk into our homes.
That's really interesting. And so we've talked about creating great neighbourhoods and great spaces and places for people to live in. So how does MODA think about resident well-being, and how do you kind of operate in the space to ensure that that's delivered?
Well, I think from our resident surveys, it shows that over 50% of our residents actually choose to live with us and remain as a resident with us because of our well-being and some of the events and the areas in the business that focuses on their well-being and their mental health. And I think that just goes to show how much you know, resource and how much time and effort MODA puts in to appreciate the importance of that, not only for our residents but for our teams as well. Our well-being strategy is second to none. It's a fantastic process that we all get to get involved in. We have lots of events that we put on inside and outside of work that everyone can get involved in. And it just makes it a lovely place to not only call home, but actually to work.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you. And if you think about this culture of safety, remaining compliant, what kind of innovations and what sort of future-facing things does MODA, you know, what would help you? What are you looking at? What are you exploring at the moment?
I think technology is a huge one for us. I think, like many people in the industry, we're all kind of learning still through the Building Safety Act and the way that we construct our safety case reports. We've been very fortunate recently to have one of our buildings receive its Building a Safety Certificate. and you know, a huge achievement for us. And I think as we continue to go through that process, we will learn more and more. I think going back to technology, it's all about the information, sort of end-to-end integrated information. So right from when we design a building and obtaining that information for the building through to where we operate that building, if we can keep that process streamlined, integrated, then it makes the whole process of building a case report and the golden thread of information really sound and really accessible, and makes that whole process much easier. And actually it means our teams who are managing that building and who are responsible for the safety of that building can get access to it with ease and understand it and actually have a more of a presence in their building and be able to talk much more openly about the safety measures within that building. And being able to do that with confidence, technology behind that to support that, for me is critical.
Thank you. And so if we think about the build to rent model, what's driven that and how do you see that changing or staying the same over the next few years?
I think it's all about creating amazing spaces. I really do. I think if you look at some of the developments now, when you walk into them, prime city centre locations, the spaces that are being created in those homes are amazing. You know, there's lots of amenity spaces, whether that's gyms, cinema rooms, co-working spaces, and you really can feel a sense of community in those spaces. I think that's fantastic, and I think as we continue to develop new homes in different locations, I think we're forever learning what our customers want, and we're making those spaces fit the needs of those individuals. The build-to-rent industry is huge, and it's only growing ever more. And I think the more we listen to our customers and find out what they really want in a home, the better we'll get at delivering that for them.
And do you find that what people want in a home is changing?
Yeah, I think what we're starting to learn more about is that people spend a lot more time working from their home locations as opposed to going out and working. So there's a lot of effort that goes into our co-working spaces. You know, our Wi-Fi speeds, for example, having tea and coffee available, having good vending machines, having excellent locations with amenities such as restaurants, bars, whatever that may look like. And I think for us, you know, a lot of planning goes into that, and I think through our sort of retention rates, you can really see why people want to continue to live with us.
And I mean, these places, the spaces you create, sound amazing. So, what are some of the developments that you've, you know, got coming up that you're really proud of?
I think for me, the one development that is sort of top of my list this year to go and have or go and spend more time at is the one in London, Nine Elms, and we've got a golf simulator going into that property. Our property Angel Gardens in Manchester has got a football pitch on the roof terrace. So I think, you know, we've got some really cool things going on in our buildings, and that's quite exciting. And I think our residents love that.
Great. So Tetra set up the Tetra Leaders Briefing Network. It's really an opportunity for senior leaders in the property sector to network with each other and share what's on their minds, but also, you know, share solutions as well. So just really interested, Sam, what's on your mind at the moment, and how would you benefit from conversations like that?
Yeah, really interested, and I'm really grateful that I've been invited to be a part of that. So thank you. It's all about building safety and the technology that's available to us. So we use Prism, which is Tetra's safety management system. I think the functionality of that system and how that's being developed is fantastic, particularly the sort of section on building safety and how we're able to track and record our golden thread of information. I think that's great for someone in my position and for operators like Moda. It really allows us to have a good overview of our compliance status, makes us feel confident in our ability to manage safe buildings, and also gives the investor confidence that we're delivering for them.
I think that's a really, thank you for that. Thank you. I think that that's a really important piece about giving investor confidence, because it's not necessarily the data that you need, it's the data that all of your stakeholders need, I think.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. And it's a good visual tool, and it allows them to have the confidence that we are operating their buildings on their behalf well. And it allows them to have reporting, the click of a button. And it just gives them sort of that fulfillment that the buildings are not only full and are bringing in good rental, but actually they're safe and compliant.
Great, thank you. Sam, it's been a genuine pleasure talking to you, hearing a lot about the build to rent model. I understand a lot about it more now, and just hearing what fantastic neighbourhoods and places and homes you create. So it's been a joy talking. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.